This is Apollo Control Houston at 73 hours, 40 minutes into the flight. Our present orbital data at the elapsed time I gave you still carries an perigee of 60.8 nautical miles. That perigee is occurring at 8 degrees north by 89 degrees west. An apogee, an estimated apogee this would be, of 60.4. This would be after our circularization. The flight plan at this point is very busy. All three pilots have considerable tasks to do, as opposed to the last several days when the when their columns were virtual blanks. For instance, at 73 hours, 40 minutes, right along about now, Frank Borman is busy doing a platform align to a specific number. Then he's called upon to roll right 180 degrees and a 2 second degree pitch down, and so forth. At the same time, Jim Lovell is doing a number of vectors. He's working on the RCS monitors, ensuring the values in the tanks there. And then shortly he is to start a rest period in about 10 minutes, a two-hour rest period. And at the same time, Bill Anders is busy with a battery charger. He's doing an SPS monitor check. And he is to put a program in to acquire the high-gain antenna via the manned spaceflight network at a specific time. During all this, he will be, the biomedical switch will be on him, so we'll be following his heart action. All in all, a very busy period on board. We are due to reacquire the spacecraft at in about 6 minutes. At 73 hours, 43 minutes into the flight, this is Houston.